welcome to another episode of Insurance After Dark with my co-host,
Vera.
Today's topic is not always a good one, but it's something that does happen in the insurance industry. And it's something that sometimes you just have to kind of talk about, you know? It's like that topic, life insurance. You know you're going to have to talk about it. You just don't want to. Have you guys, because I see a lot of people building their agencies. They're killing it, building this, building that, this and that. You know, and I can name a lot of people that are building an agency. But it's not often where you see a couple, husband and wife, building an agency. In some cases, yes, but not all cases. It's either the husband who's built it or the wife who's built it. Here's my question to you guys. What happens to your agency and your book of business if you die?
I mean, moment of silence.
Yeah, let that sink in for a little bit. Like, what now? Remember, the agency, the book of business, is what was feeding not just your employees' paychecks, but providing a livelihood for you and your family. You know, paying for your kids' stuff, paying your bills, your everything, your payments and all that stuff. Okay, you have life insurance. Great. You have life insurance. I'll take care of some stuff and all that good stuff. Great. But what happens to your agency? Have you ever heard about this, Vera, like, or run into someone who's dealing with this kind of situation? Like, my husband died and now the agency is like, what do we do?
Yeah, actually. And it's happened a couple of times. Again, if you guys know, I run Record Guardian. So we have a big agency owner user community, and it has happened. And even just dealing with like canceling your subscriptions to things, it's hard because you need it in writing from the person that signed the contract, right? So everything, we talk a lot about contracts, 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 who's signing it, who's the owner. And also, we've had several discussions about business succession. It is not something that I think is top of mind for a lot of agencies, because first of all, we never think we're going to die, even though it's a reality. It's like a fact. There, you can be certain about one thing, is that you're going to die, right? We don't like to talk about it. There are certain cultures that absolutely don't want to talk about it. They don't even want to talk about life insurance because they feel like they're jinxing themselves or something. So, but in those situations, it's so messy. It's if you're buying an agency, think about it this way. You're buying an agency and you want to take over that appointment. They won't even let you do that. And both people are alive. So imagine now the person that had that appointment, everything was under their name, is not around. What do you think is going to happen?
So let me ask you this question. And so if I had an agency and my contract with Record Guardian was under me and then I died, like, how do you guys handle that? Like, you just let the kids or the wife come in and tell you what they want to do, or how does that work?
Sadly, it happens so much more often because we've been around a long time. So it's not just my sister, like so many of us have to deal with that. And a lot of times, thankfully, in most cases, the son, daughter, or spouse was already listed as the person taking over. Like, they were smart enough to have something in place. In the few cases where they did not, we get written letters from, and maybe they had a living trust. They had something in place that said, make sure you cancel all of my things. So somebody is handling, including the business assets, like the estate for that individual. But again, those are best case scenarios. In other cases, we just get really difficult, sad emails and letters from a family member that says they passed away. Here's the certificate of death. Like, what else do you need from us? You know, and we obviously, if somebody's taking over the agency, then we have the discussion about starting a whole new agreement with that person or a corporation. And if not, then, you know, we process the termination. I mean, what can you do? There's literal proof of death with the certificate, you know?
Now, and again, not just your company, but other companies, do they honor the same terms or anything? Or is it going to be the new contract, new terms, a new sign-up fee and all that stuff?
Usually, I think it depends. It varies. I don't know if I can answer that question. I definitely won't answer it for everyone else, but for the most part, we seek to honor what was already there if no changes have been made. Got it. And then, you know, a lot of times when a younger generation takes over, you know, their idea is to grow the agency. So in that sense, they might, you know, later on it can change, but we make an attempt to honor what was already there.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, besides that, I mean, like, let's just, I mean, and in some cases, sometimes there is no children listed on there because maybe you just had children. Maybe they're still under 18. The wife is a nurse. Now what? Guys, look, have this conversation. I've had this conversation in the school. Sometimes we get someone that comes and gets a license and not even to sell. They come to the class, took a week off their, you know, vacation time just to get the license because the spouse has an agency, is growing, and they just said, hey, just in case. Now, what happens in a situation where you don't do that and your spouse dies? Well, the first thing is you're going to have to contact the Department of Insurance, okay? Back in the days, I'm not sure they still use the same term, but there's a thing called the Certificate of Convenience, which allows you, because you guys got to remember this, your spouse who got the license was to get paid at the end of the day, is to make money off insurance, right? So they can't pay you if you don't have an insurance license, right? And the person who did have the license died. Now, you can apply for a Certificate of Convenience with the Department of Insurance. And that Certificate of Convenience will allow you to get paid and do what you have to do with the agency. But remember, it's like, consider it kind of like a temporary license, but you know, you have a certain amount of time to get all this taken care of. Now, if you're going to get licensed, get the license, start approaching the companies. That's the thing that kind of sucks. And I haven't been around too many people who've expressed this process that, and maybe you know this, Vera, you have to reach out to all the carriers and say, hey, so-and-so passed away and I'm going to take over. Like, are you still going to have the appointments? Are they not going to give you the appointment? Do you have to sign new contracts with the appointments? It's just, it could be overwhelming. It kind of sucks that you had a decent book and now it might be jeopardized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is very overwhelming in the cases where I know, like, the people that it happened to, they were able to work certain things out. But in other cases, they can service the policies, but that's it. So I think it really does depend. And this was already a couple of years ago. So I'm curious if it just unfortunately happened to you or if there's a carrier listening, how do you approach it? And we'd love to have you on to discuss that because it is such a touchy subject also. And the fact that you even have people coming in to your school and getting licensed for that reason goes to show that somebody's listening and learning and understanding that they have to take care of their business.
Yeah.
But even then, it's so difficult because your kid might be licensed, but they're still in school or they're like, hell no, I don't want to have anything to do with insurance, you know, and then that happens. The amount of paperwork and the mess that it creates is so heavy. People are in deep grief and now you have to take care of all this like admin stuff. The best thing that I can tell you, again, in the scenarios where it's worked out, and I can't say it's worked out smoothly because no matter what, they're dealing with a lot. They just had things in writing. They had a trust in place. They had a succession in place.
You can't add the company to the trust, can you?
You can't what, sorry?
You can add the company to a trust. Huh?
Like a carrier, well, you mean?
Yeah, protect the appointment, right?
That's so
people
funny.
Protect it from, you know, creditors. Let's protect it from the appointments being gone.
I gotta tell Sandra that she's gonna crack up. If you guys know our friend Sandra, she handles a lot of like
and you guys all heard her here first before she tried to take mine, like, oh Sandra, this is what I said.
No, she's gonna we gotta I'm have her kidding. On so we can like really talk about I'm this kidding. Because but it's hilarious. Yeah,
But it's crazy, though, because it's like that's the last thing you ever thought you're going to have to handle. So I really always tell people in the classes and so forth, look, even if insurance is what's getting you guys going, I'm not saying this is what you want to do at the end, but if it's paying the bills, it's getting your kid through school and college, it's paying enough to get you guys where you guys want to be, protect it. You know, talk to your kids and say, look, I just need you to get licensed just because you never know. Talk to your spouse. Hey, get licensed, you know, because if I'm not around anymore, hey, I want you to take over and, you know, and just and continue and do your best continuing the business because obviously our family depends on this income, you know? I mean, at the end of the day, guys, and it's just not insurance. Obviously, that's what the whole podcast is about, is insurance. But I mean, I think in any business, you should have at least some type of interest to understand what your parents do and or your spouse. So you guys can make a decision when that time does come. Because like Vera said, it's a guarantee of life. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, even if they want to sell the agency, still have the license. Don't let any type of roadblocks come your way to prevent you from getting what you can. And also, here's another thing. Be careful, because here's what happens. And I've seen this happen before where the family doesn't have anything, like as far as like, oh, I don't know about insurance. I'm a nurse or I mechanic. But my spouse, my wife or my husband had an office manager. I hate to say it, but you never know how these people turn after like money starts coming in. And, you know, I've seen some people just done wrong on this. And it sucks because they do it in this situation, but protect yourselves.
Yeah. And you know? I know many instances where, you know, officially the owner doesn't have legal documents and they have other people running it. And as you said, that's not even like a business owner. That might be a random office manager that they hired. It could be a family member that, you know, they're using all of their, I don't know, citizen related numbers so that they can run a business here in the United States. And those get really ugly, because if it's not your spouse, if it's not your kid, you nailed it. Money makes people really funny.
Exactly. And sometimes people see an easy way to take advantage of the situation. Oh, they don't know. They don't check the books. They won't check the accounts. Like, I can start paying myself. Like, that's the thing you got to also be careful with, you know? And it's good for you guys to take an interest, understand it. I'm not saying to, you know, work and be there every day, but at least understand it. And I always tell people, like, if this is what's going to be feeding your family, I mean, you don't mess that up, you know? It sucks, because lives can change after that. You know, I've seen people's lives change where they lost the agency. They didn't do what they had to. You know, someone took it and they pretty much ran it to the floor because they opened up their own agency and they start, you know, sending all the clients to that agency, rewriting with the new agency. And the client just thought they were losing business. But no, it just turns out they took all that clientele and put it with the new agency. It sucks. You know what I'm saying? So I always tell people, look, in this podcast, this one, usually we have a lot of different topics, but this one's more of an awareness. You know, and just always remember, if be prepared for the unknown. You know, we do it with life insurance, but take it a step further. Like, if you guys are in the insurance industry, just pay attention to it.
Yeah.
You know,
and there are policies out there that will protect you, especially if you have, you know, officers, like if you're a corporation, partners, so that they are able to step in and there's money there to accommodate, you know, because you were bringing in money as well. So there's a lot of options for you, because don't just, first of all, get your personal stuff in order, because the living trust is a big deal. You don't want, especially the state of California, to take your assets into probate and everyone's going to start fighting over it and you got to pay a ton of taxes to get it back. So handle that. And while you're doing that, think about your business succession. Don't wait until it's too late. Like, do it now. After you listen to this podcast, figure it out. Call whoever you have to call. You can contact us. We might know some people that can help you out with that. Sure, you can contact Carlos to get whoever you're going to need licensed, because come on.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm not saying this to promote the school, but say kind of am, but just get the license. You know, it sucks. You know, when people have to lose an agency because they weren't licensed or they didn't, you know, properly prepared. But, you know, another thing though, Vera, and I'll leave with this scenario, is that many years ago, I remember this agency, you know, we had this conversation. Now, I didn't bring it up. Obviously, they were talking about it, like, hey, what happens if I die? My wife, this and that. And I was like, my wife doesn't want to do insurance, this and that. But, you know, I have an office manager who I think I would want to leave the agency too. She'll take the agency forever. So I was like, well, why don't you sell it to her when you die? Well, I don't even know how she's going to pay for it. Well, why don't you buy a life insurance policy? You know, you could do these policies where you can technically get life insurance on you. She pays for it. I mean, honestly, you know, she's the name of the beneficiary. And guess what? When you die, the benefit goes to her. She gives that money to your wife. She takes over the agency. Wife got paid for the agency for the amount you guys agreed, and she has an agency to her now. I mean, there's a lot of ways to get creative on all this stuff. You know,
that's the beauty of insurance.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Talk to a life expert. They'll tell you exactly how it works.
Yeah, that is really, I love that you're ending it right there. I want you guys to really embrace the fact that this is what has given you food, shelter, a career, friends, and you can get so creative with it. So, and don't think that, you know, oh, I'm young, I'm not going to die. It can happen at any moment. So it's just best to be prepared. So exactly. That the people that are left behind aren't scrambling. And also, you know, if you're into that whole legacy thing, this is one way that you can keep it going.
I agree. 100.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Get your shit together, guys.
Boom. So good.
Cool. Like that wasn't too long, was it?